together on the high, but somehow never leave.
See me acting like you ain't met me. See me see me acting like you ain't met me. See me bubbling quietly. See me acting like you ain't met me.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Real man, could you give me a quick hand? I've been looking for someone like you. My chest doesn't feel right, mixed up on the insides, and there's no. When I was born, they were so confused. I've got a quicksand heart. You see, it's gonna blow apart.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone." Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves,
is leaving.
Never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?
He's heavy.
We didn't know it was wrong.
Hornsby, and whenever I'm in Boston, I listen to WMFO 91.5 on your radio dial.
Situr hjá mér snáðinn minn, syngur út í alheiminn, og einhver staðar bíður þín svar, elsku Úlfar. Brosið þitt svo blítt og tær, blasir við mér undur sjær. Ræði hjartan sárast amar, elsku Úlfar, elsku Úlfar, elsku Úlfar. ljós þíns tjér. En sálin leita ljós allstaðar, elsku Úlfar. Berðu vínur öfuð há, heimsins gaman oft er grátt, en grátti ekki nokkuð sem var, elsku elsku Úlfar, elsku Úlfar. Ooh.
Quítate que no queda looking so juicy. I know you want a taste. It used to be yours, but you lost it. Now I'm gone, and I'm not coming back. It was gone in a snap. How you like that?
How do you wake up the entire African-American community to the hidden issue of mental health problems? Share your story.
My sadness and depression grew out of giving myself to my career before I would give myself to myself. And then I am out there speaking in front of thousands of people with a smile pasted on my face, but dying on the inside. Hiding sadness makes you more and more sad because it closes you off. And I think that being able to talk about it is so liberating. Giving voice to what you're feeling is part of the healing. And the most revolutionary and healing thing that Black people can do right now is to love one another.
This is Terry Williams, co-founder of the Stay Strong Foundation. It's time for us to wake up, stand up, and speak up. Together we can do this. Search online for stories that heal. We must share ourselves. Healing starts with us. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and the Stay Strong Foundation.
Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.
Thank you. You gotta send me.